Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Shelby's World. Shelby's World. What's up, Queen?
Chilling, chilling, chilling. A new week, a new year, a new day.
A new day, a new week, a new year, and we are here for it. We are here. So, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and jump right into our Freestyle Wednesday show. It is January 6th, 2021, Wednesday, January 6th, 2021, and my co-host and I are going to reflect on today's riot. We're going to talk a little bit about our show, our live show that we just did on Sunday. And we're going to also compare a little bit of what's going on today to when Black Lives Matter goes out to do these same things. So let's get the show started, Queen.
Ain't that something? It's crazy right here, man. Look, this. But you know what? We knew this was coming. If you've been paying attention, you knew all this was coming. I kept saying Trump is not going out without a fight. I don't know who y'all think Trump is, but Trump ain't going down without a fight now. So,
well,
look, this is where we at.
Baby, we are here. And, you know,
yeah.
something very, very, something that fits this bill today is what I heard, and I'm going to see if I can find it on my Facebook page. Somebody commented on a quote that I put up on my Facebook post today, and it really, really hit, the spot. The comment was, like the drug war, when things start affecting more than the Black community, shit'll change.
Yep.
Now, tell me that ain't true, Queen.
That's true. That's
because now true. What? Now what we dealing with? Oh, the white people going through an opioid crisis. Oh, y'all didn't give a damn about that when Black people was on crack and heroin out here.
What?
But y'all want the world to have a significant amount of care for people who have issues with opioids.
That part.
I'm talking about they can go to rehabs without losing their jobs. They can go to rehabs without going to prison. They can go to rehabs without even the government saying, you know what, y'all drug addicts. We're going to arrest y'all and take y'all away from y'all families. That's not happening with the opioid crisis. So this statement definitely stands true. And matter of fact, I'm going to do an old quote for the day, but I like this quote. Like the drug war, when things start affecting more than the Black community, shit will change.
Yeah.
Author unknown, but I like that so much. I'm going to use that today for our quote of the day, y'all. So I hope y'all heard that, and I hope y'all like that. I want y'all to tell me what y'all think about that when y'all comment and like and share when we post this, post up our show for the day. But I definitely think that we have to be more aware of the things that are going on. These things that are going on are not just happening for just to be happening. It's happening for a reason. Things have to happen to slow down or show us what could happen on another day. And I truly believe that today was the day that white people got to say, you know what, for the ones who don't believe in it too, the ones who don't think that Trump wrong about any of this, I think today is the day that white people finally get to say, I'm embarrassed.
they need to be.
They see their people out there acting a fool. You hear me?
I mean, I haven't seen what's going on right now, but I seen when all of them was at the, walking towards the Capitol. That was when I was watching CNN, and I just ended up turning. But my daughter, she had been watching it and stuff. She was like, "Ma, these people done lost their darn minds. They up there." I was like, "What?" And I was like, "I'll just watch it later on." But I did see all of them out there rallying around when they first got out there this morning.
They had they had been out there since Monday. They started their supposed peaceful protest Monday. Okay, so these are the facts. This is an issue for me already. And so I'm taking personal feelings out of this as I speak on these issues particularly. For one, anytime that there is a protest, you have to have a permit. They had a permit.
Oh, you know, I didn't even know that, Queen. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you had to have a permit to protest. I never knew that.
Yeah. Yes, you have to have a permit to protest. So you have to have the permit. They got a permit for the protest at the Capitol. They did not get a permit for any of the other protests that they had scheduled. So that's one thing. That's an issue. Now, when they did this protest, they did this permit for this protest at the Capitol. They allowed the people to know. They told them that only 30,000 people could fit on that line. So when you guys knew that they were planning to have 30,000 plus people at the Capitol, we did not get there was no memo sent out to the guard that any protests that are going on, the guard will be on deck for this. The way that this was strategized is just a point blank slap in the face to let us know that policing is only to be done on black people. Because if this was anything different, for all those protests that people had to get permission for in the past for Black Lives Matter or the black protests for, not even just Black Lives Matter, just people protesting for the simple fact that people are being killed out here. We're talking about protesting for lives. These people are protesting because a sitting president says that he, without evidence, without any factual claims behind it, is clearly invoking a riot due to the fact that he's unhappy with the results. Now, fast forward to the fact that we move here today. They have been on this launch. They've been coming since Monday, having little events planned while they're out there. They had speakers. They were encouraged not to wear masks. The speakers were actually saying, this is your right to not be masked. You can be unmasked, da, 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 da. They're purposely taking pictures of police officers. They're walking in front of these police officers with flags in their face. Now, all of these things are normal for protesting, right? Except for when black people do it. Black people are not allowed to get close to the police when we're protesting. We're supposed to get out of their way. Not they get out of our way. We get out of their way. National Guard has been called to the Capitol over 2 hours ago. They're still not there.
Wow.
National Guard was not ever set to come out there from the beginning. When National Guard was asked to come out there, the president turned down the service because this is what he wanted to happen. So let's focus on the facts. Moving up to this day, the sitting president has constantly invoked violence and riot acts because he's unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the aftermath of that. So now we got black people sitting around, and we're either like, we don't know what's going to happen next. It could be a civil war. We don't know if they're going. We're seeing firsthand white privilege, for one, a constant bigotry to show us in our face that we have no rights in this country. It's being spun all across the news. It's being reported as if these people are protesters and rioters. But we had a president not too long ago. I got to go pull this up too now because I'm a person who gonna find some tweets now. You tweet it, I'm gonna find it. This same president in July of this same year made the statement of, and on July 27th, 2020, last year, I'm sorry, anarchists agitators or protesters who vandalize or damage our federal courthouse in Portland or any federal buildings in any of our cities or states will be prosecuted under our recently reenacted Statues and Monuments Act. Minimum 10 years in prison. Don't do it.
That's crazy.
Now, the question is, does that act still work now? Is it going to work against the white Americans? Are we going to allow ourselves to continue to sit back and ignore the fact that white privilege does exist? And are we going to be the ones that continue to sit back and allow, when we walk down the street, actual peaceful protest, that could be turned into something bigger than that? Like, we can't even do it without it saying we thugs. And then half of the people that come out there, you ain't see no black people out there helping to incite these riots today.
No.
But when Black Lives Matter and the black people go out and protest, every freaking race come out there, because that's an incitement of they're making it a violent protest when we're out there just trying to protest. But they will send people out there to incite a riot, make it seem as if that's us doing it. We ain't show up on these Capitol grounds today. We know better.
We definitely know better. We would have been shot.
Dead. So, and then somebody got shot today at the Capitol. They had to rush a person out to the hospital because somebody got shot in the stomach, I believe. So, it's some stuff going on up there at the Capitol that is not, to me, as I put on my post, black people, this is not our problem. Sit back and shut up.
Yeah.
This ain't our problem, sugar.
Leave it alone.
I will.
It's a race. It's against their own selves. That's what it's gonna come down to. And it's against their own selves, and we gonna be like caught in the. Everybody else gonna be caught in the middle of the white race.
Yeah, and because
that's,
you know why though, right? Because you know why though, right? Because these same people, these same people that's out there, acting as if they, the MAGA and the Proud Boys, are fighting the cops in D.C. And it's almost like the Blue Lives Matter stuff was less about loving the police and more about hating black people. So y'all out there fighting the police, now that y'all said blue, y'all got Blue Lives Matter signs up, but y'all fighting the police. Well, I say,
these people crazy, girl. These people crazy.
What is going on, man?
Craziness.
Ooh,
craziness. Craziness. Scared. They scared for one. These people scared. These white people are scared. They are scared. That's their problem. They really scared.
But what are they scared of? The fact that you've allowed a man to, y'all allow one man to give y'all this type of hatred, help incite y'all hatred, because he ain't gave y'all shit. Y'all already was hateful. But y'all allowing one man to incite y'all hate to the point where y'all can lose everything. But you know you're not going to lose everything because you're white. This is white privilege. This is simply white privilege.
They looking at it like that too, though, Queen. But in the back of their mind, like, man, the blacks, the Latinos, the Asians that's here in America, man, if they really decide to team up together, like, we outnumbered. Well, you've been outnumbered.
Stop being evil. Stop being evil. You won't have to feel that way. You won't have to feel that way if everything in this country wasn't written to protect you. Y'all constantly are the people who write these laws that protect y'all. Fuck all the other races is what y'all say. Now that it affects y'all, I don't give a fuck who's scared. I'm going to be honest. I don't care who's scared. They can be as scared as they want to be. Because I just as sure as the statement I made about our quota today, if it was fine when it was all happening to us, not and get attention when it's happening to y'all. I don't give a damn. Y'all jumping on walls, y'all smashing up. How do you think that the other countries looking at us from the outside in? I got an aunt over in Germany. She's German. My uncle married her. They live in Germany. They watching this. Looking down on us as a country.
Yep.
How do you think if we can come in and overthrow our own government, don't you think that any other government could do the same?
Come on now.
But we can overthrow only as white people, though. It's okay that the white people overthrow the government. We would never. All we asked for was simple rights that were equal. We ain't even go up in the Capitol. We ain't threatening nobody. We ain't pulling guns on nobody. We ain't doing any of that. But we're still deemed the most harmful people in this country.
We just want the simple things. That's it. Just the simple things. And we can't even get that.
Crazy queen.
We can't
even get that.
It is. And this what people don't get, queen. This just the beginning. It's more
girl, they
to come.
Send all of
these next 3 years.
To her chamber. And all this is because another white man got in the seat that y'all ain't want to be there. He's still white.
Still white. But see, he's still white. But and that black lady, and she biracial.
It ain't make it no easy. Like, come on. Y'all still got people on y'all side.
Nothing ain't going to change for them. Nothing ain't going to change.
But they scared.
Nothing ain't finna change for them. Y'all ain't finna lose no money. Y'all ain't finna lose no land. Y'all ain't finna lose a goddamn thing. But y'all over there, what did y'all really think was gonna happen when y'all walked up there to the Capitol? Y'all really thought signs, just like they say to us, we walk around, because I say the same thing to the Black Lives Matter people. When y'all out there with y'all signs, what y'all think them signs gonna do? Them crackers don't care. So what y'all thought them signs was gonna do when y'all walked up on that Capitol today? Change the Electoral College?
That's what they thought.
This is exciting for me, though. I don't know. The reason why I think it's so exciting for me is because now y'all realizing that the government that y'all set up for y'all selves is working against y'all right now.
Yep. And that was, look, they ancestors. We go all the way back to George Washington.
Man.
Look, I mean, it's more to come, though. Like, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. It is just the beginning. And people, your eyes better be open. Better be paying attention. Got to be paying attention.
Black. I done caught two black people. They done caught a black person in there, the riot girl. He done made it inside. This fool, they let one black person in there, child. In the Capitol with all the other dummies.
He or she don't even need to be there. Because this ain't your fight. This is not your fight, black person who there. This ain't your fight. This is not our fight at all. Let them fight amongst themselves because that's what's happening. And that's what's going to happen. And it's going to be going on for the next couple of years. But this ain't our fight. Get out there if you want to. You'll be the. I'm gonna put it just like this, and I hate to say it like this. Excuse my language, but you will be that dead nigga out there, because that's what they're gonna be looking at you as, that dead nigga out there.
Whew, child, look at it. Today has been a day, baby. Ever since I left the nail salon on my lunch break at 2:30. When I pulled out the nail salon, the breaking news came across my phone and said they done kicked in the Capitol door. Baby, my ears had to get glued to the radio.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh boy, 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 boy. I wasn't ready for this.
This is his, all of it, like, it's so much to, just think about 20 years from now, and we could come back to this last year, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Those kids that be in elementary school.
2020 was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Eye-opening.
It was an eye-opener, and it was a lot, especially an eye-opener for that other race.
And you know, the funny thing about it is when I seen a WCTV news article go up yesterday on somebody reposted it. You know how? Well, I follow WCTV actually on Facebook. They dropped their article talking about how people could locate. I think it was the find check my status or check my payment thing for IRS, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the comments white.
Yeah.
I definitely need mine. I've been waiting. Where is this tool located? I definitely need my kid. But y'all the ones that do the most talking about people being poor in the country, mm-hmm. disenfranchised, everything. Y'all it's more poor white people than it is poor black people. We just be in groups of it because we in the projects and we in areas like that. So we get dumped in areas. So we in groups. These people just as many white people on food stamps and AFDC as it is cash assistance and all that as it is black folks.
And always been.
They make these rules and these laws as if it don't affect them.
And be complaining about the littlest stuff. That's why I be like, when I see especially white women and they be complaining about their kids and how the kids, man, look, I know women out here got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and some of our grandmothers had 14, 15, 16 kids, baby, and didn't miss a beat. And you complain about one.
I don't want to hear. If I ain't finna sit here and listen to black people complain about things that we have to go to, you think I want to hear a white person complain about something that they facing? You got it 10 times easier just because you was born white. So I don't want to hear it. And it's not that I'm insensitive to what people have going on. It's that I know, huh? What do you think?
I just don't want to hear it.
I just don't want to hear it. I just don't want to hear it. Because I'm fighting for $1,000 a day. And you trying to tell me about one thing you got going on? I refuse to care.
Baby, I'm out here getting it. You can go bat your little eyes at somebody and they'll feel sorry for you because of the color of your skin.
And
the whole thing with the white ladies over there in California, the actresses and stuff about the school system situation. Situation there. But you put the black lady that tried to make a better life for her child, have her child to have a better education. You lock her up. Because she lied about her address. I mean, girl, what?
Man, I'm talking about locked her up so her child, because she wanted her child to have a better.
We're
just talking about location. We're just talking about an address. These people actually stole. They actually had somebody testing for them so their child could get in this school. They actually got somebody proctors. They paid proctors. They got under. You know how many people were supposed to go that fall down by that scandal?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, being born white is something, boy. Born white is something.
Privilege.
I don't want it for myself. I love us. I mean, I'm thrilled. I'd be thrilled about everything we do.
I'm telling you. The accomplishments,
it's just so sad that people, that we would not have a wall built up, an emotional wall or a non-emotional wall built up for the white race if they had had an emotional wall, I mean, an emotional outlook on our situations as well. But we are very non-emotional to them when it comes to certain things like that, except for a few of us, because, you know, every skin tone ain't your kinfolk.
Oh, come on now.
All skin folk ain't your kinfolk. So it's a lot of them that, you know, will go out their way for the white people just to make sure the white people good. Yeah. Before they own time.
Quick, real quick.
But, baby, what we'll do, we'll be looking at you like, are you kidding me? You crying about that? That's what you crying about?
Yep, that's what they cry about. That's what they cry
about. That's what you cry about. That's what you cry about.
Like one of my patients, I think I done said this before on one of the shows, talking about they got all these acres of land. You got 1,500 acres of land, and you got more acres of land other places. But you and your siblings, The lady that took care of y'all, that raised y'all, that was y'all nanny, that y'all probably called mama anyway, because you about seen her
titty, y'all probably
out of 10 more than you seen your actual parent. This black lady, you gave her 10, your dad, grandfather, whoever gave her 10 acres, but now you and your siblings, y'all and y'all old age, y'all want the 10 acres back. What for? What for?
Now, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard. So that was, boy, they were.
What you want 10 money. Acres back? And I said to my client,
10 acres out of all the acres he left, you want to be. That I hope they down that land before they can even make it to court.
They won't sell it back to him. They tried to buy it and everything. They would not. I say, why would they sell something that their mom gave them, that your parent, that your grandfather or father
gave to
her?
You know why the grandfather probably gave it. You know why the grandfather probably gave it to him? Because he probably was messing with her.
Why?
One of her kids. One of her kids was probably his. So
I just be like, it'd be his stepdaughter, she'd be laughing because she'd be like, Candace, you be getting him. Like, there was another situation. We going out to the grave site. And he was like, yeah, somebody stole the angel that he had out there for his wife. Somebody, it was a whole bunch of Mexicans up here working. I say, hold up. I slowed the car down. I said, you can't say that they the ones stole that. It had your name on it. How you know one of your family members ain't steal it? You don't say that somebody stole some. You talk about a Mexican. Why would they come in a grave site and steal an angel that don't even got their family name on? That's stupid. And I had to tell him just like that. He was like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, Candace, nothing. I said, you can't be accusing people of doing something. You don't know who sold that. But I was blame anybody. But you want to blame the Mexicans because they was out here working. I was like, you know what? I can't. But see, that's why I talk to him just like I was talking to anybody out on the streets. I'd be talking that mess to him. One of my homeboys was on the phone with me one day. He was like, "Kid, is that you talking to that man?" Like, I said, "Cause man, look, I say this is a person that grew up in racism, grew up in a small town. They had, trust me, his family had slaves. They had slaves. He already told me he ain't really start truly trusting the black race as a whole until he had to go to the military and he seen that all this time what he done been taught from his family
was a lie.
That no, all black people are not bad people. They actually genuine good people. I was taught that they was bad people besides the one that stayed in the house with me that took care of me. And he didn't realize it until he went off to the military when you had to depend on your other brothers. And anybody in the military, you already know you got to depend on one another, especially when you out there in them woods. You out there in war. That racism, all that mess go out the window.
Yeah.
You got to help your brother that's falling over here. He needs your help no matter what race he is. And he was like, he didn't realize that until he... That part until he went to the military, and he said that's what made him change his viewpoint on the black race. He was like, man, these some genuine good people. All of them ain't bad.
all of them ain't good, but all of us ain't good and all of us ain't bad. I was like, I'm happy you realized that. I said, but you still white, rich, and privileged. That's what I tell them. That's your problem. You white, rich, and privileged, and you old. You stuck in your way.
And
he just looked at me. His kids think it's hilarious. They be laughing. They like, Candace, you the only one that can talk to him, that he let talk to him like that. I say, no, it's just that I demand respect when I walked up into this house and started taking care of him. And he's seen that I demand that respect, so he can't do nothing but respect me. Because if I'm going to respect him, he's going to respect me. Don't look down right. on me. Don't touch me. When I'm talking, you keep your mouth quiet. And when I finish, you say what you got to say. So anybody that come over there that fill in for me, they have to tell them. With the company that I contract with, they tell them, look, Candace have him straight. Say what you got to say. Demand that respect. Let him know he has to respect you, because if you don't, he will run over you. So anybody that has to come to relieve me while I be off, I have to meet him, and I tell him in front of him, don't be making them do nothing that you don't tell me to do. So don't be trying to be around here telling them to do this, and you know they don't supposed to do that. Go straight by his care plan. Don't do nothing extra. I'm telling you that. Don't mind what he say. I'm telling you what you need to be doing. Because he'll have you around here doing everything like you the high help, and you ain't the high help. You is a certified nurse's assistant. You come to assist him. You ain't supposed to be out there watering the grass. Now, if you want to go out there just to do it just because you just bored and you got nothing to do, you do that. But don't do too much, because when you do too much, then they try to take advantage of you. You do what you're supposed to do. Go by that care plan. And he'd be like, Candace, be quiet. Let me handle this. And that's, I had to tell him like that. Hey, let me talk to her. You sit back. She going to make sure you all right. You sit back and let her do her job. But I have to tell him like that, because he will try to take advantage of some of the ladies that have to come over there when I ain't able to be there.
Because they ain't laid down the law.
Yeah, and you got to lay down the law with him. And it's a lot of them like that. There's a lot of them like that. But, boy, look here.
Well, on another note, before we get off the political side, I will go ahead and say Georgia has declared their Senate victory to Warnock and Ossoff. They've won. Democrats now lead the House in Georgia for the Senate on the Democrat side. So congratulations to that. We're going to jump off of the political realm and talk about our live show last Sunday. This past Sunday, you guys, we had breaking news. The woman that was shot inside of the Capitol during the riot has died.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. So they shot this lady, and now you got a dead person. So somebody is supposed to be facing some type of criminal charges, ain't it?
Who going to come up on them charges?
Probably that one black man they found out there.
That part. That part there. My God.
So, yeah, all kind of treason and stuff was going on out there today. Going to that conversation about our podcast, we have our live year in review show this past January 3rd, this past Sunday. Queen and I, of course, you know, we represent on behalf of Shelby's World. And we had the rest of our team was on there. Joseph Ward, who is over the Fix Sports Podcast and Freedom Train. Patrick Irvine, which is over, who's over Lessons from the Screen, and also the co-host to Freedom Train Network's podcast. Enigma Sep, who is the podcaster for the Enigma Sep Hour. And we welcomed our newest podcast member to the team, which is Clifford Jackson, and his podcast is The Featured. That's what it is, right? Yeah, The Featured with CJ3. So check all those out, for one. If you haven't already subscribed to all those podcasts, make sure you subscribe, like, and share, and let us know, you know, what you think about those podcasts, and just tune into them, because we have some pretty good, we have some pretty good podcasters and some podcast shows. So let me see. All right, so we got, so this past Sunday, we pretty much talked about the good and some of the things that we enjoyed about this past year review. We had two speakers, two guests that were on there, Erica Cromartie and Dr. Tay, which is a STEM scientist, y'all, which is really, 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 really dope. Like, you know, having a STEM scientist, a black one at that, on your team, that's really good. I was happy to know that she works with Freedom Train on a regular basis. She comes on the show and talks to them regularly. She has a YouTube channel, too, for all of y'all who may be interested in that. So check that out. And, Queen, what you thought about the show?
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed all of us being able to be on live together, and the different things that we talked about, from Special Joe with the whole thing with my boy Deion Sanders. I love that. Us talking about the you know, your mental health and stuff like that, and being introduced to Clifford coming to, you know, the Freedom Train Network. So I checked out a couple of his shows a while back, but I'm going to have to go back and really, like, sit down and watch a couple of his shows. But for him to do a one every day, Monday through Friday, like, that's
Monday
amazing.
Monday through Friday.
So that you beat Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. I thought it was real fun for us to interact with one another, for everybody to see the whole Freedom Train Network podcasters and stuff like that, and to see old girl with the stems, like he was talking about. That's amazing. I really want to ask her, was science something she was always interested in? But I didn't get a chance to ask her, so, because to me, that's amazing. You don't see a lot of black women that scientists and doing what she's actually doing. And then, you know, Erica, that's my girl. Been down since high school, and even to see her coming from that child, that teenage girl in high school that was on the basketball team, to becoming this adult and actually a champion in her own right. Because, you know, me and her, and we also used to do church together and stuff. Apostle that used to come in, Apostle Sharon Billings, and she had a prophecy for us, so I can't wait to actually see that, because I know it's going to come to light. And when it does, y'all just get ready, because that girl, she has a gift. Those young girls that she works with up there at DRS, for her to even go back to her old alma mater where she graduated from, actually, that she went to school from K through 12th grade, to go back and be a positive role model to all the kids and those girls that she coached, man, that's amazing. That is amazing. She's from the little small town of Midway, Florida. Look what you can produce no matter where you come from.
You know, if you that, got it's great amazing. For one, it makes you want to hear people stop saying, for one, that I didn't bring anything away from an HBCU. An HBCU ain't teach me this or ain't do that. This, with all the greatness that has been produced from HBCU, there is no reason for us not to continue to think that we have to prove and create a precedent. Our colleges are our colleges. I don't care if anybody outside of black people attend them. But what I do think that, if we want because let me say this, there's no race in this country that has to label themselves to get business. There's no race in this country that have to do anything to stand out beyond sell a product except us. We got to label our businesses black small businesses. We don't have to do that. We're doing that, and when we do that, we're stigmatizing ourselves just as much as they are. We don't have to always say, this is black, this is black, this is black. Money green.
What? You better say that thing. And it folds, so, and we swipe it.
And we, and all that's green. All that stuff going into an account.
Yep.
It doesn't matter who comes in and support your business. It just matters that they support your business. We have to get out of trying to set a tone by calling ourselves black, 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 as if all we want around us is black people.
No, I want a little bit of everybody.
Because honestly, if we're being totally honest about the economics of the United States and being a citizen of this country, because you can't create a country in a country. So if we're being totally honest here, we have to be able to do business with everybody in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I do not mind being called a small business, but I'm not going to continue to say I'm a black small business, I'm a black this. I ain't got to let you know nothing.
I'm just a black small business. And I ain't even going to add small to that thing.
I don't got to add that onto my business page that I'm a black small business. I don't have to say any of that. You got to know I'm a small business by me being a small business. But do we know that a lot of times when we add on the race of our skin that we are pushing away business?
Yeah.
That's Chinese people have proven or Asian people have proven over and over that they're going to follow our ass around the stove. But that did that stop us from going in their stove?
And boy, they dollar circulate like, what, 28, over 20 sometimes before it leaves out their community. They doing
exactly
something.
And they don't even got real communities. They just got stores and communities.
That's it.
That's what happens when if we really wanted to think about the commerce and e-commerce in our country, it don't have a whole lot to do with the fact that we're black people or that we're disenfranchised. It has a lot to do with intelligence and knowing how to maneuver throughout this country. And a lot of that comes because we've seen it happen. We've seen people be successful as black people. We've seen people have to, you know, we see that. It's not anything new. But they're not always labeling themselves. That's my whole point. We don't always have to put a label on ourselves, because a lot of times when we do that, we are taking away from our business. What if a black woman grew up in Italy and she come over here and open up an Italian restaurant? Unless they come in there and do a story on her food so divine, it tastes just like a regular person an Italian, because she Italian, just like a normal, a fair-skinned person that came from Italy. She doing the same stuff in the kitchen. She didn't go out there and change her restaurant from Giorgiani to Black Giorgiani's, a black small business. We stigmatize ourselves when we do a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, and we stop business.
We really do. We stop business. So I'm big on small businesses, period. But you ain't got to call yourself a black small business. You can just be a small business.
You know I'm a black small business, you know.
And you know that, and we all black small businesses. And we ain't got to change how we say any of it. I just don't want, we just need to get out of the habit of thinking just because we're black people got to do business with us. That's what I'm saying. That's my point. Because half of the time,
out of 10, they don't want to do business with you anyway.
Anyway. when I first started cooking and doing catering with Shelby's Bistro, not 80% of my clientele was white. 80%. The black clientele that I had was if I sold lunch plates. But my catering services were all being supported by the white community. So it's what you're doing. It's your technique. It's how you sell yourself with anybody. I mean, they're really, really fighting these police officers in this Capitol, too. But I thought Blue Lives Matter. Oh, boy, I am really.
It don't when it comes pertains to them. It don't when it pertains to them. And I can imagine what tomorrow when we wake up in the morning, what else gonna be up down the news?
I can
imagine, like, this thing is, but I'm telling you, it's just the beginning. It is just the beginning. It's this book called by Bishop Bernard Jordan called Written Judgment that he wrote in the 80s, like 1988, I think. And then I want to say it's a 4-volume book. You can actually go to his website. I think it's bishopbernardjordan.com or something like that. Or just look him up. Or look up Written Judgment. I know you go to his website, you donate $20, they send you the whole book in PDF. I haven't finished reading it, but when the whole Black Lives Matter thing with George Floyd started, before it started, I was reading a book, and he just started naming these different places. And as I'm watching the news, I was like, dang, why did it seem like I didn't read this or didn't heard something similar to that? Go back to the book, same thing. That he had a vision that he had and already seen that he wrote way in 1988. And he did 88, and I want to say 96. But it's a 4-volume book. I mean, like, everything. I was like, wow. That go back to one of our shows when we talked about people's dreams. Your dreams be telling you stuff. Happen to it.
But dreams are very important. You got to pay attention to your dreams. We had that one of our shows on dreams, actually, and how you can get those interpreted. But if you're very well, you know, equipped with knowing yourself, you can kind of figure out a lot of the reason why dreams happen. So
That's definitely true. Pay attention, y'all. It's a lot going on out here, man. A lot of people, they ain't really paying attention. You know, people just, you know, living their life.
Yeah.
They just living their life. But it's a lot going on. And this ain't, like I said, this ain't the beginning. Like, this is going to get real crazy. So be protecting yourself out here. Be out here protecting yourself. My brother done keep telling me, man, you need to go get you a gun. You really need to go get you a gun. You need to go get you a concealed weapons permit, all of that. Like, you need to go get you one.
Yep. If you don't already have it.
Yep. Like, just to protect yourself, your family, your household. Because there's some stuff coming.
It is. So, yeah, with all that, I want to go back to our positive note because, you know, it's easy to get sidetracked when all this other stuff is going on, but the world is chaotic. So, you know, things are always going on. So stay focused on what you can, what you are capable of. In these times, I will say this, make sure you are covered, your kids are covered. Make sure you're looking out for the people in your families because this isn't over. Things are going to become a lot more strict and more strenuous for us. So everybody needs to kind of chill. And, you know, that's why I made the post I made early on Facebook, Black folks, this is not our fight. At this time, we need to sit back and relax and chill. But we need to be focused on making sure our families are straight, because it may not be our battle right now, but it always at some point involves us. So that's my positive stance on it. I don't have much more positive to say about what's going on today.
Yeah, it's people just like Queen, just do what Queen just said. And watch out, you know, and watch out for your neighbors. You know, because all of them ain't awoke either. Look out for them and their kids and stuff like that.
And tell, let me say this too. People know what you're doing with the stuff that you're doing out here. People know, right? So
yeah.
Say for instance, you know, because one thing about social media, it tells all too. We put up things that we're doing and working on in the community that can help change a life, save a life, or give resources to provide you with information so that you could be that gatekeeper to what your children are responsible for learning. We rarely get adults that jump on board to coming to gather that information, because nobody don't want to believe that this stuff is really going on, or this is the possibilities of things, or, you know, or just really just coming together. Nobody really want to believe in that until they need it. When hard times fall on us and things start to happen, that's when we realize there are things that we need in this world. We have to stop being a culture like that, that only wants to rely on people and resources when we feel like we need them. We need to be gathering those resources and dealing with those things up front. We can't continue to think that people are going to save us and run to our rescue.
Are they not?
A lot of those people who voted in Georgia voted for Ossoff and Warnock under the impression that they're going to get a $2,000 stimulus check. We got to stop thinking about what people can do for us in a short time frame that they are not willing to provide to us the whole time they're in the president's seat. Make people pay and stand up for your vote and for your rights. If you want my support and you're in the seat to where that my vote or anything that I do is supposed to be contingent upon a vote, make me really feel that way. That's why this whole Electoral College situation is so screwy, because if the Electoral College decides that they're going to if Congress decides to overturn the Electoral College's decision, this country is going to burn.
Sure is.
And that is something that we are not ready for as a Black culture. We got to get it together. Queen, what you got for us? Give us some positive. Give us something to sign on off for the day.
It's 2021, baby. It's 2021. And, hey, you know, I don't do the New Year's resolutions, too, because I set goals all throughout the year for myself. So that's what you do. Don't be talking about, oh, well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do this. I'm going to start my business. Just do it. Don't be posting it on the social media occasions. Don't be posting on the social media occasions. What you doing? Let me see that action. Let me see that action. Because, see, your action tells everything that you're doing. You can write it. We can write what we're going to do all day, but if it ain't no action behind it, baby, it ain't even no need of you talking. Let me see that action. So, you know, still do them positive affirmations that I've been preaching since last year. I'm telling you, they work. Get up. Right. And matter of fact, write out your own affirmation.
Yep.
Look at yourself in the mirror every morning. Say that affirmation. Look, make sure you say you beautiful, you all that, you smart, you intelligent. Put all that in there, too. You want to be a multimillionaire, a thousandaire, whatever you may want to be. Put it in there. Start speaking. Speak life over your life. Speak life over your children's life. Speak life, man. Speak life, because that's what it's about. Even though we're going through these trying times, you still speak life. Speak life into others. Man, look, this morning I got a phone call about somebody that I knew. This is the first person I know that then passed of COVID. She then left her young daughter here. And, man, like, that thing hurt me, because I was just talking about her this weekend. And to get that phone call this morning, man, look here, y'all, life too short. Life too short. Be safe out here in these streets, but still enjoy yourself. Still, you know, you can enjoy yourself masked up, but just start masked up. Life.
And if you ain't got to go nowhere in big crowds, don't. But
stay positive.
Just be safe.
Beat life over yourself before you leave out the house. I don't know who you believe in, but I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's who I believe in. I don't know who y'all out here in the listening audience believe in, but that's what I believe in. You know, and just, man, look, just do you. Don't worry about the he say, nay say, what they say, man. Do you. Do you and keep it going. When you do you and you focus on you, your life be better anyway. Your
every
life is much better anyway. So, look, y'all, we appreciate y'all for listening. Continue to listen in this new year, this new season. We got some things going up that we're going to be doing. And if you ain't see the check out the show from Sunday, see all the other podcasters. And, man, look, I'm grateful. I'm grateful, Queen. I'm just grateful. Because I'll be 40 next Tuesday.
Well, we're definitely so excited that we got one of our queens is turning 40. She got a birthday coming up. We're going to celebrate with her safely, of course, but we're definitely going to celebrate. Yes. And as we sign off for today, I just will say this, you know, take your time making your movements throughout your days. When you're making your movements, make sure you put thought into them. I know they say if when you think on things, you think long, you think wrong. But some things we do have to put into perspective of if, you know, who does this affect? How does this affect me or who does this affect? So definitely always, you know, stand in the paint with that. But for the most part, like Queen said, affirm yourself, affirm your day, and just enjoy yourself. And be safe out here. We got to start taking things a lot more seriously. So that's why I said take it a little bit longer to think about things before you do them, because we do have to start being a lot more cautious with our decisions and how we move. And I want to thank y'all again for y'all's support. Thank y'all for letting us make it, continuing to follow us into this new year with things going on and helping us out. We really appreciate y'all for being a support system to our podcast. Y'all have a great day, and we signing off. We like you. We love you. And tune in next week. We probably going to go live if we doing too much. But we're going to let you know. We're going to keep y'all posted. All right, Queen. Peace.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.